Blog Talk Radio.
Everything must serve you through the working of your spirit.
And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, let's get into some music, okay? Okay, we're going to play the gospel hip-hop mix number 3. Here we go.
Find a clip on the ground. Chillin' till we came about the building and we heard somebody yelling. It was telling everybody, lay down, lay down, lay down. Situation hot like Cape Town. Hey now, hey now. Do I trust God or the K now? Cause when you're laying face down, when you hear the sound of an AK spray letting off around, I'm on second thought, to the Holy Spirit, check my heart and I receive that, G-check, out of respect for God, that fear, I eat that, with a deep breath, bold faith on the side, if I die, no regret, I confess, who laid down in my place, when I pray, I get feedback, believe that, I know I'm surrounded by grace, and if ever you need that, seek that, and believe that, by faith, and instead of with a weed at, you'll see that, we all need to be asked, for praise and talk about the part of me to make it hard for me to live accordingly with that hope, fight with the all of me, but unfortunately it keep calling me on that note, against that it's hard to revolt, fighting and I'm writing down all of these quotes, hope to inspire all of these folks so the Lord would acquire all of these souls, back to the situation at hand, no, block lit up like a dance floor, in the middle of blazing ammo, spark so bright like you're shooting with a candle, oh,
if this was a screaming, hollow hearts were burning in the streets of
got the answers. They said that they plan is the master. They preach it to us like they passed.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. The government treat us like cancer. The prison system make us bastards. I sent on the news in this plaster. We can't even turn to charity. They make money off our tragedies.
They get the money.
If life is school or hard knocks, the street is teach you like academy. Everybody in their glass house tell us what we need to do to make it out. When they was born on the mountaintop, they ain't seen the bottom. They don't know the route.
They don't know.
You think that we choose this environment?
Yeah.
I wish I could choose that entitlement.
Yeah.
Instead of being born in poverty and hungry hyenas surrounding me. The Fortune 500 won't hire me. So we create our own economies with dope money, our salary, just to feed our families.
I close my eyes and pray that God deliver me. Churches moving to our hood, but they don't come and speak. Why they gentrify? We risk our life. Selling dope, you probably die.
I got baptized, yeah, fill up at night, yeah. Daily fight the light, yeah. That's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah, I'm straight. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
I can't take it. You've got that too long. Spread out.
Angel Brown, Archie. En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste para subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la mina. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pa' todo el que se pase soy la mina y si el diablo se mete yo tengo la rima. Rima, rima, que te causa grima, siempre escucho eso, siempre son la misma. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' toda la esquina, así que te patina. Angel Brown, Optimus, ja. En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Cuando el que se pase soy la mina, siempre existe gente que tengo la rima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' Espíritu Santo te lleva la mina. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Rima, rima, que te causa grima. Siempre escucho esto, siempre son las mismas. Desde diciembre enero, siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Me dijeron que no cante trap, que me ponga de nuevo pa'l rap. Desde diciembre enero, siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. No soy yo, póngase a administrar, que mi Cristo pronto va a llegar. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Lo tuyo, lo tuyo. Llegaron los que mandan tu bocina. Me dijeron que no cante trap. Lo sagro que lo va pa'l rap. Es de frente a que se trata mi rap. En la gestión que no tenemos inscriba. Lo que no soy yo, porque lo tenis fra. Con su Cristo yo no voy a llegar. Yo te ando que yo, o me gozo. Es lo mismo que tu papá. Si de repente te va a pedir, llegué lo que va a dar. Respiramos el sol por mi niña y a mi ley. Ponemos los huevos a creer. Estamos un cargo más triste y rey. Mi familia y yo no nos vamos a pedir. Dinero, 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 dinero.
Dinero, dinero.
Muchos lo tienen, nada más de primer.
Nada más de primer.
Rapiendo nada más, se le nota su pez.
Se le nota su pez.
Parece que las almas no están de primer. Estamos fallos, no queremos valle. Tú estás claro, mano, que tenemos el power. Tienes tu cizahuel, también fumas agua. Aquí lo hacemos como Street Fighter. Me dijeron por ahí que la calle controla. Te sube el push, también tú le enrola.
Ponte pa' que no se survive, so we taking risks. Come in and sin, we gotta live. It is what it is. Red dot on your white tee, it look like Japan. The 40 is on me, and if I get high, it blow like a fan. They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Come in and sin, we gotta live. It is what it is.
Lead a sign to the zodiac.
Ay,
I don't need a motherfucking
plan.
Lead a sign to the zodiac.
I be giving all I got. Really living more than sentimental. Put it in the middle of an instrumental. Every jot and tittle from a brother pencil riddle. With the scribbles of the father's riddles. Let me get a griddle. Can I cook a little with the modesty? I tell him I am not playing. Boy, Jesus coming back and I am not saying. Boy, you loving money ain't looking too favorable. Blood on my hands if I don't say what I say to you. Hip hop is dying and I'm about to save it. Do it. Then it's unbreakable. You better make a move. What you gonna take? What you? I never switched up. I never did.
That's how niggas flinch up. That's my sister. We don't give up. Ready to die for the truth that clinched us. You can't bitch us.
baptized, yeah. Don't look back, nah, yeah. Daily fight the life. That's my new diet. 100 dabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
Estamos bien, estamos Gucci. Dios anda conmigo y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Mi vida cambió y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Estamos bien, pecados y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Tú estás predicado y ahora estamos Gucci. Dios anda conmigo y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Mi vida cambió y ahora yo estoy Gucci. Borro mis pecados y ahora yo estoy.
Gucci, easy peasy con un flow que los deja dizzy hasta regalar un millón de pesos como hizo Tracy Gosplan. Yo soy un tipo layback, no creo en el payback. También estamos quiero bien, quitarle la capa a los Maybach. Yo llevo la buena noticia,
Dios anda con
el cielo, la G-tima.
Yo estoy Gucci,
el hijo de rey tiene
mi vida también.
Aunque la maldad se despierta,
yo estoy Gucci.
Yo quiero decirle que
corro mismo
el mundo que
esté. Yo estoy Gucci,
la gracia no solo
para ti, ahora
también bien. Purpose easy con un nunca lo dudes. Deja dicia fuego de hace rato. Pa' de pesos como hizo Tracy. No es el dinero que es la
payback.
No creo en el payback.
Tengo oro en el cuello. Es la
capo de un Maybach. Yo
estamos dizzy.
Y el cielo hicimos Gucci. Ya ser hijo tiene sacrificio. Ya se de Gucci. Yo quiero decirle cantar
estamos bien.
Mundo que estoy Gucci. Esa gracia
no
solo pa' mí.
Estamos
para ti.
Estamos
bien.
Dios anda conmigo y ahora yo estoy
cambiando el juego.
Mi vida cambió y ahora yo estoy
Gucci.
Borro mis pecados y ahora yo estoy.
Yo no tengo cuello,
predicuela
y ahora paso.
Yo con la vida tantas veces como Tito.
Roja es la que se derrama en mi barrio y yo no me quito.
El mandamás en su lavadora me metió y la puso en ring.
40 y pico y sigo duro como en Sacramento Beans.
Oh,
si no me crees, ven que te preparo un dish.
Oiga, deje los papelones, venga y pida make a wish.
Así no siga, piensa que eres grande y eres una hormiga.
No te asfixie, yo soy el albuterol pa' tu fatiga.
Inhale, bájele 5 y deje los documentales.
Ese corrito está repetido y cansa cada vez que sale.
De tercero me levanté a lo malo, yo le dice Ruchi.
Volverle a mal me ayuda, man, a sentirme Gucci.
From day one, they hearing my tracks and they never play one. I'll do my own thing and I'm bringing it, selling my soul on the track. No, I'll never make one. I thought that we're rapping to make life worth living. My first decision was making a different show when I'm Christian. But nobody's hearing the truth, they too busy, too dizzy to heaven, be thinking they wrong. It's all telling the world that I'm moving along. Won't do what they doing or ruin my place. I will always know where I belong. That's why I'm the underdog, better believe. Speaking the truth, I would never deceive ya. Maybe my skin is too yellow to ever be thought of as stone. But mother and two, that be rapping's a joke. Not ready for change, you want me to choke? Look at my life and the way that I live. I'm not like most, come on.
perpetual, ay. Forbidden fruit seems so edible, ay. You try resist like elliptical train. My mama told me you're spiritual, ay. So I'm under armor like I'm Curry. Look, you cannot bear with the boy, yeah. This is not the jungle book. Accuse me, no you would. I just covered by the blood.
About the way that these are serving crushing like Valentine's Day, stick with the mission, cross with the finish.
Don't try to slide in my DM. OJ Simpson with the defense. Leg of fire, staying knee in last weekend, but not today, say.
I think I know where he lives, ay. I think he in politics, ay. I think you getting my drift, ay. Yeah, I think he made the explore page. I seen him at my last court, ay. I'm asking Lord, give me more faith. It's cold and he shit like a North Face, ay. Gotta keep my face off, and I know my day's short. So I stay woke, never days off. Cause I'm evil, never taking no days off. Whoa there, big fella, don't try it. Get that corn on my face, you know I'm on a diet. And I'm treating all of your lie like United. That just ain't flying, not today, Satan.
Already read all your plays, yo. I think I'm booked for tomorrow, yo. And today just ain't your day, hey, hey. I see you feeding they hate. See the bodies that you take. We do not break, never no breaks. Building this place on top of your day. Come and see me about it, ooh. My squad too deep. Got it covered like Newsweek. Kicking these fans like Bruce Lee, yeah. In front of W's like UV, yeah. UV, Son got a shine, Lord, you me. Hit him with the ooh. Come on, said, don't let him fool you. He bring up your past, boy, bring up his future. Yeah.
We not confused.
Your name is racist, hatred, graceless. All this racist, traces, traces. Your engagement to face the nature, but on that day you face the maker.
Some music that I played tonight, okay, it was a Beanie Mix, okay, it's third one, okay, and we're hoping to get more, amen. Alrighty, well, let's get into the message. It's titled Trustworthy. Trust is something we're not created to give away lightly. We value trust like we value our lives, constantly scrutinizing others to see if they're worthy of our trust. But still, we are made to do life with help. Okay, we are made to place our trust in that which will provide us with more life, with joy and peace. I pray that this week you and I discover how trustworthy our Heavenly Father is. I pray that we will willingly hand over control of our lives to a capable, loving, and near God. And I pray we will experience the abundant life that can only come through placing our trust in God, who gives up everything for relationship with us. So trust is foundational to experiencing the incredible life God offers us in relationship with Him. Trust is commodity of the heart that is only truly given when someone or something proves itself trustworthy. I can only trust you to the measure that I believe you are trustworthy. I can only trust my vehicle to the extent that I believe it will get me somewhere safely. Scripture makes powerful declarations about those who choose to place their trust in God over the world or themselves. And Psalms 22, verses 4 and 5 says, "In you our Father is trusted. they trusted and they delivered them. To you, they cried and they were rescued. In you, they trusted and were not put to shame. Isaiah chapter 40, 31 says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings, like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And Jeremiah 17, verse 7 says, simply, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who trusts is the Lord. We serve a God who is perfectly trustworthy. We serve a God who has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. God has already given us everything he has done enough to earn our trust. But no matter how trustworthy God is, we still must make the decision to trust him. And no more important decision can be made. So to place our trust in God is to find our lives in unshakable, powerful, loving, and resourceful character of our Heavenly Father. He alone has the ability to provide for us, heal us, love us, empower us, and save us. He alone is one to trust. When we place our hope in him, we anchor our lives, emotions, finances, relationships, and future in a God who wholly cares for us, loves us, and promises to provide for us. God promises you in Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you in my righteous right hand. So you do not have to go through life on your own. You do not have to carve out your own way. You do not have to work to be loved, liked, or provided for. When you place your trust in God, give him your heart, and follow him, you will discover a wealth of abundant life unseen by those living for the world. The creator of all, the author and the perfecter of your faith, is beckoning you to place your trust in him alone. He is beckoning you to stop looking to the world and yourself for which he can truly, constantly provide. So place your trust in him alone today and experience peace and joy that comes from casting off weight you were never made to carry. So, meditate on the trustworthiness of your Heavenly Father. Allow Scripture to stir up your faith to place your trust in God alone. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. So, who or what are you placing your trust in? What do you see as your provider, source of happiness, a foundation for your future? Okay? Place your trust in God alone. Cast the cares of your life, okay, on his shoulders and receive his sustaining peace. Rest in the wonderful presence and faith that he will truly take care of you. So trust in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Okay, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. And may Matthew chapter 11, verse 28-30 lead you to a lifestyle of rest and peace through trust in your good Father. So come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. Then you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I highly suggest that you read Psalms chapter 107. That will bring this devotional more into light. Amen? All right. Now it comes down to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do know it, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing where to go, which way is up or down? Are you lacking purpose in life and you need some? Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety? Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, as an addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, overeating, whatever the problem may be, see, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Okay? Now, if you said that prayer also, you can call area code 657-383-1487. Once again, the area code is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you push the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us and the world that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Because right now, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, okay, and all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. And amen. All right. All right. I'm going to bring Tony in, and he's going to read the Bible for you tonight. Amen. Okay, last night I read, and it's Tony's turn tonight, so get ready for Tony to read the Bible to you. Here he comes, y'all.
And you need to bring it up for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
And I'm not even ready or anything.
Oh, okay. Let me bring it up.
Hello, everybody. While Ken brings this up for me, because very unprepared he was. I hope everybody's well this evening, staying in, staying safe, wearing your mask, those of you that choose to, those of you that choose not to, well, that's...
Sure, sure.
That is your prerogative.
Hold on a second. Let me get rid of somebody. He's posting our personal information. Okay. Okay.
Why don't you just do like Tony Gaga does? Just end your show. And then everybody can blame it on him.
No, I'm not going to end my show. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Why not?
Here we go.
I surely will.
Joseph provides for his family.
Right where Ken left off last night, Genesis 42. When Jacob saw that there was grain in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look at one another?" And he said, "Indeed, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt."
Go down to that place and buy for us there, that we may live and not die. So Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain in Egypt. But Jacob did not send Joseph's brother Benjamin with his brothers, for he said, "Let some calamity befall him." And the sons of Israel went to buy grain among those who journeyed, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth. Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he acted as a stranger to them and spoke roughly to them. Then he said to them, "Where do you come from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." So Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Then Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed about them, and said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said to him, "No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all one man's sons. We are honest men, your servants. We are not spies." But he said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said, "Your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And in fact, the youngest is with our father today, and no one is more." But Joseph said to them, "It is I, spoke to you, saying, 'You are spies. In this manner you shall be tested. By the life of Pharaoh, you shall not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you and let him bring your brother, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be tested to see whether there is any truth in you. Or else, by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies.'" So he put them all together in prison for 3 days. Then Joseph said to them on the third day, "Do this and live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers be confined to your prison house, but you go and carry grain for the famine of your houses, and bring your youngest brother to me, so your words will be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. Then they said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore this distress has come upon us." And Reuben answered them, saying, "Did I not speak to you, saying, 'Do not sin against the boy,' and you would not listen? Therefore, behold, his blood is not required of us." But they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through an interpreter. And he turned himself away from them and wept. Then he returned to them and again talked with them. And he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph gave a command to fill their sacks with grain, to restore every man's money to his sack, and to give them provisions for the journey. Thus he did for them. So they loaded their donkeys with the grain and departed from there. But as one of them opened his sack to give his donkey feed at the encampment, he saw his money, and there it was in the mouth of his sack. So he said to his brothers, "My money has been restored, and there it is, in my sack." Then their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying to one another, "What is it that God has done to us?" Then they went to Jacob their father in the land of Canaan and told him all that had happened to them, saying, "The man who was lord of the land spoke roughly to us and took us for spies of the country." Then it happened as they emptied their sacks that surprisingly each man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said to them, "You have bereaved me. Joseph is no more. Simeon is no more. And you want to take Benjamin. All these things are against me." Then Reuben spoke to his father, saying, "Kill my two sons if I do not bring him back to you. Put him in my hands, and I will bring him back." But he said, "My son shall not go with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If any calamity should befall him along the way in which you go, then you would bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave." Now the famine was severe in the land, and it came to pass, when they had eaten up of the grain that they had brought from Egypt, that their father said to them, "Go back, buy us a little food." But Judah spoke to him, saying, "The man solemnly warned us, saying, 'You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you send your brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. For the man said to us, You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you.'" And Israel said, why did you deal so wrongfully with me as to tell the man whether you still had another brother? But they said, the man asked us pointedly about ourselves and our family, saying, is your father still alive? Have you another brother? And we told him according to these words. Could we possibly have known that he would say, bring your brother down? Then Judah said to Israel, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you and also our little ones. I myself will be surety for him. From my hand you shall require him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. For if we had not lingered, surely by now we would have returned the second time. And their father Israel said to them, if it must be so, then do this. Take some of the best fruits of the land in your vessels and carry down a present for the man, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, pistachio nuts and almonds. Take double money in your hand and take back in your hand the money that was returned in the mouth of your sacks. Perhaps it was an oversight. Take your brother also and arise. Go back to the man, and may God Almighty give you mercy before the man, and he may release your other brother and Benjamin. If I am bereaved, I am bereaved. Now, you know what that means. Somebody's not coming back. But we'll learn about that tomorrow. So I'm going to give you a word of wisdom, Psalms 11, 4, 5, and 7. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the ones who love violence, his soul hates. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His consensus beholds the upright. Now, a quick little word from Proverbs, just something for you to think about tonight when you're going to bed, because it usually pertains to some of us. Do not strive with a man without cause. If he has done you no harm, plain and simple. Thank you for letting me come into your room tonight to read the Bible to you the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. Hope you all enjoyed. I know some of you didn't, but oh well. At least the word got out.
Amen. Thank you, Tony.
Oh, in case I forgot to tell y'all at the beginning of my reading, you know COVID doubling tonight here in Texas.
Wear your mask. Wash your hands.
Amen. All right. All right. Well, let's take some phone calls, okay? Okay, I see one that's lit up, okay? Hello, is that you, Beanie?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Yes, it is, Beanie. How you doing?
All right, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I came back from the doctor's. So when I got back home, I barely heard the end of the mix. It was cool. I put your voice in there. All right. Yeah. So what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I have to get rid of somebody in the chat room. Okay. He's being a jerk.
Oh, he's posting your information?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Turd McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
I thought he was cool, man.
No, he's a jerk.
Maybe his account got hacked. Huh. Trip out. Any more calls?
No, nope. Not so far.
Okay. Yeah, man, I was like hearing Tony talk and, man, a whole bunch of sacks, talking about sacks. His sack was this, and he had a sack, and his sack had coins, and his sack was empty, and his other sack was abundant, and another sack – and sack and sack. That was crazy.
When was Tony going on?
She what?
When was Tony talk going on?
I have no idea. Oh, you know what? I think this Sunday. This Sunday. This Sunday, Tony Talk will be back. And
oh, okay.
No more of Hot Talk.
No more Hot Talk, huh?
Nah. No more Tony Sex. It'll be Uncle Tony.
Okay. That's better.
Yeah. I mean, Tony talking with that voice, I don't know how he could talk anybody into sex. But I know he's gonna call me like a stew nod for saying that.
You gotta hit the shines.
Yeah. Well, let's bring on another caller. Doug is called in.
Órale, Dougie Fresh.
Hey, Doug.
Fresh.
Hey, Doug, how you
doing?
Hey,
Doing good. How you doing?
Doug, how you doing, Mr. Doug?
Yeah, your show sounds really breaking up and not too good, man.
Really?
What happened?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's pretty rough.
Oh.
It's part of your reception, bro.
I understand why we're doing that. Okay.
Because I can hear him good.
Yeah, maybe I'm just tripping off mushrooms or something.
Are you on that Obama phone? That's probably what it is.
No, something's going on. But I can hear you guys. Hey, good beanie.
You're doing mushrooms?
No, I'm joking. That was a joke.
Oh.
Yeah. That was back when I was like in my 20s or something.
Dang.
You know.
I never had mushrooms. That's the only thing that I never had. I tried everything else.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
magic mushrooms.
Yes, they're magic, all right.
They're
I like
magically
mushrooms.
Delicious.
I like putting mushrooms on pizza.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Cheese steak.
A what?
A cheese steak.
Oh, I thought you said a tube steak. I'm like, what are you talking about, man?
Oh, you get peppers and onions and mushrooms on a cheese steak with provolone. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, provolone's good, man.
Good to go.
Yeah, provolone, you can't go wrong with provolone.
Okay, well, that ain't why I called, so.
Man, you're making me hungry now, man. I got to order me some pizza now.
Saying hey and what's going on, so. Do your word, Ken. Do your word.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny says I suck. Come on, man. Call in, Johnny.
Oh, you want to get Johnny on here?
Yeah.
Is he going to do what that other guy did to me and, like, school me?
Okay, John. I accept your apology. But, when you said tube steak, you said tube steak, right?
I said cheese steak.
Oh, cheese steak. Have you ever had a tube steak?
You ever heard of a Q-tip? You know what a Q-tips are?
No, but not really. Have you ever had like a tube steak? It's made from cow.
Well, I'm telling you what, the quality of this show is really bad. I can't hardly hear any of you. But you might need some Q-tips.
Q-tips? What are you going to do with Q-tips, man?
The music was good. The music was great in the beginning. Yeah, it was coming through.
You like that
I
mix?
Don't understand. Or maybe I need to end the show. Okay,
You crazy, man. You don't need to end the show, man. Just let's talk about God.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about God. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, I agree.
Yeah. So, I got into a beef with this guy who believes that Jesus wasn't the Son of God. He believes that Jesus was a person named Jesus, and he says that I'm going to hell because I believe in Jesus. And I told him, dude, you're in a cult. He's like, no, I'm not in a cult. I'm all, yes, you are. And he believes in this guy. If you look up on the internet, they call him Prophet Yahweh. And he's off the wall. And he actually summons UFOs. Like, they did a report, like, on him. And they actually showed the sky, and there was a little UFO up there, and they were dripping out. Yeah, but...
Hey, Beanie.
Yeah.
Your Obama phone's breaking up really bad.
Oh, come on, man.
It sounds like a fuzz box, like Jimi Hendrix fuzz box.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't
all
hear
right.
you at all.
It might be on
I
trend
sound
there.
Fine. You're lying, brother. I sound fine.
Because everything is going through clear here, okay?
Okay.
You're going clear, Doug. Everybody else is. Okay, so.
Yeah, so, like, anyways.
Maybe
yeah,
it's my
so anyways,
phone.
Guy,
dude.
He believes in this guy named Prophet Yahweh. And then I told him that, like, he's in a cult. And then he blocked me. Like, you know, so, like, what do you think about that, Ken?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, sounds like he's in some kind of a cult, okay, if he doesn't believe in Jesus, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, he believes in some guy named Prophet Yahweh, and they summon UFOs.
Okay, well.
little green man.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I mean, there may be, you know, extraterrestrials out there, but I don't think this guy can.
Yeah, extra testicles, man. That's crazy.
You know?
I know I would make you laugh, man.
How do you know? How do you know it's not true?
Because they're demons, bro.
I mean, for one, it says in the Bible that God made earth for man, right? Okay, he made earth for man. So... Okay, he didn't say in the Bible that he made other planets for men. Okay? Okay, so, there's your evidence. Okay? And someone talks about creation. Okay? So, that's why, I mean, in other words, if you believe that God created other planets for people to live on, then you would sit there and say that God didn't get it right the first time. Okay?
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So and God gets everything right the first time. So, I mean,
okay, you know, hey, wait a minute. Let's say something about angels came down, and, you know, did things with women.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Doesn't it say that in the Bible?
Yeah, it does.
In the Bible, okay?
Those are Nephilim.
Explain that to me.
Okay.
I'll explain it to you.
Okay. I'll listen.
Okay. All right. Okay, there were these angels. They're called the Watchers. And they took care of the earth from west to north to east to south.
Well, wait a minute. Who? The Watchers?
The Watchers. Yeah, they're called the Watchers.
Where does the Bible say that?
It's in other like Hebrew translations, and it talks about when they left their post. They left their post.
It's actually called bullshit.
Earth.
You mean bullshit?
No,
that's what it's called.
Dude, I'm trying to tell you something, man.
You said it wasn't in the Bible.
Yeah, but it's in the Bible that the angels came down to earth and they saw the daughters of men, and they had relations with them. And out of those relations came the Nephilim. They were hybrids. They were half human, half angel. And they were giants. And they tried to destroy the seed. They tried to blemish the seed. That's why in Genesis it talks about when Noah was building, that Noah and his family were the only ones that their blood was not blemished.
Jeez. I'm sorry you believe that.
Okay.
I don't.
So all the others were blemished. That's why God had to destroy the earth. That's why God had to destroy the earth and redo it again with the flood. Right, Ken?
Yeah. Basically.
Come on, Ken. You believe that?
It's the truth about Nephilim. Okay?
You're a Nephilim?
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible?
I know. Yes, you're right. It is in there. I'm sorry, maybe I just need to learn some more, huh?
Maybe.
It's all right, Doug, that, you know, that you don't understand everything in the Bible. I mean, a lot of people don't understand everything in the Bible. Okay, I mean, the Bible, is a tool, for us to learn from about God, okay?
Yep.
I mean, even though it was written by men, it was through the Spirit of the Holy Spirit that directed the pen, so.
Okay, well. How come when I ask God to answer my prayers, he doesn't do that?
Well, sometimes...
It's not meant for you.
Okay, he answers them. Sometimes you just don't see it. Okay?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay.
God answers prayers when on his time, okay, not on our time, okay, so, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, but he does say he'll answer your prayers, right? If you pray to Jesus?
Yeah, according to his will. If it's not in his will, then it's not for you, bro.
What will's that? The will when he died? He
the will of
will
God.
And left his kids?
The will of God. The will of God, bro.
Okay, what's that, man? Explain
his will.
To me.
Our Father,
what is
who art
will
in heaven,
of God?
Thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses.
That's not a definition.
And thy will be done.
Sing the Star Spangled Banner. Talk to Bubba Wallace about his noose.
See, that's why God doesn't answer your prayer, because you don't believe.
Because I'm so evil. So
no,
you don't
it's, not
answer
that,
me?
It's not that you're evil, it's that you don't believe in him, man. You got to believe in his heart. He got to believe in your heart.
Yeah, but doesn't he forgive everybody?
Not really.
Huh?
He forgives some.
Well, then the Bible's a lie, ain't it?
No.
Huh?
No, it's not. It's still the truth because it says, Jacob I love, but like Esau I hated. Meaning there's some people he won't forgive.
You ever heard of the Jews? They let control it all. And they wrote the Bible, okay? And they made the coronavirus. And they did 9/11. And you're all just playing into it. So
you're
goodbye.
A conspiracy guy.
I'm out of here, man. This is Doug. Peace out.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Hello?
I got to figure out how to.
Gone.
I got to hang up, bro. I'm getting trapped by the antivirus. No?
I thought you didn't believe in the virus.
Huh?
I thought you didn't believe in the virus.
Oh, there's all kinds of viruses, and there always has been. So what's changed?
Have you ever heard of the Cabrona virus?
Yeah.
The Cabrona?
I sure have.
No, the Cabrona.
No, I, like I said, the sound's pretty bad. So what did you say, the Cabrona?
The Cabrona virus.
Is that where you do two shots and then a Jägermeister?
Oh, no.
I see, I'm just messing with you, man. That's all I'm doing.
It sounds like you're actually believing in your stuff, man. That's why I can't get you when you're messing around. Because you sound
Wait
like...
Wait a minute. I sound like I was what? Listening to what?
It sounds like you're believing your own stuff. And that's how it sounds like. And when you're messing around, I can't really tell when you're messing around because it sounds like you really believe it.
Jeez. Man, you are a master of disinfo. Whatever you said didn't mean nothing at all. I couldn't understand none of it, and it fucking meant nothing.
Hey, don't cuss, man.
Yeah, don't cuss, Doug.
What? You called me cunt? Ken, did you... Ken, you just said
don't
cuss.
Don't cuss.
Don't cuss, Doug.
Don't cuss, Doug. Man, you're like crazy, man. You're starting to hearing things, man.
Man, are you scared of cussing? Come on. Who the fuck's scared of cussing?
This is a gospel show.
Okay, yeah, okay, I get it. Yes, I'm sorry. But still, we've all cussed, and God will forgive you, right?
Yeah, but we're not supposed to talk like that on the gospel show.
We're
supposed to be
you just telling me he would, now you're saying he won't.
Oh, man. Droopy, man.
Okay, hey, man. I'm done. Good night. Thanks for talking to me.
All right. Monotone Doug.
I'll put him on mute. Okay, yeah, I don't know what's going on with Doug tonight. Okay.
Man, he's a trip. But anyways, yeah, so that guy we were talking about, he ended up like blocking me on Facebook. And now he's telling everybody that I believe in Jesus and that Jesus is the devil and that Jesus is this, Jesus is that.
Well, Jesus is definitely not the devil, okay?
I know. Exactly. I think Doug has the maricón virus.
Oh my. Well, hopefully not. Okay. That's bad, Beanie. That's bad.
I know. I was just messing around. But, yeah. So nobody else is on the line?
Well, we got 111 caller. Let's take it and see who it is. Okay, it's nobody. We got another one.
Dickie Hopper.
I wouldn't say that. Hey, it's Tone. Hey, it's Tone. How are y'all?
All right, how are you?
How you doing? Who's this?
I'm doing okay. Tone Sanchez.
Hey, Tone Sanchez. How you doing, man?
Doing all right. How about you, Beanie? How you doing, Pastor? Hopefully you two are having a wonderful night tonight. You know, a holy night, despite that drunk derailing the show.
Yes, sir. So, are you having another show on your Blog Talk?
Yeah, I had. I did a little test run tonight, but might do one either tomorrow. You know, but I'm not here to promote my stuff. I'm here to. I'm not here to promote my stuff. I'm here to, you know, make fun of Doug because it seems like no matter where he goes, he causes trouble. And for his wonderful call. That's it. He's rambling about nothing. He's contributing nothing to the show. And he's cursing on the godly show. And I don't understand how you keep him around, Pastor.
Well, I don't know. Something might be going on with him tonight. I don't understand. He's normally not like that.
Right. Well, he claims to be, I don't know if he claims to be a godly man, but shouldn't you have at least some, knowledge of the Bible instead of rambling off?
Well, yeah, but some people don't read the Bible, okay? They tune into this show because we read the Bible, okay, to people, and so they're listening to the Bible being read to them.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we got a few minutes left here, okay, to the program. So I'm going to do the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, put all disagreeables aside. Men argue in object with others around them, okay, thinking that they are distinguished in so doing. They are only demonstrating their immaturity and earmarks of failure and frustration. Set aside the need to be heard, and the world will be the path to your door, and they might hear what you have to say. Silence the shrill and insistent demand to have your way and live, and life will open its opportunities to you with grace and willingness to serve. Fall out of love with the sound of your own voice. Do not demand your way. Invest yourself in the lives of others. Be willing to listen, more willing to listen than prattle on as though what you are saying is of greater value than contribution of others. Walk the love life. Okay, live the love life, and favor, blessing, and honor will be yours where only disappointment and frustration were manifest before. You can do this, says the Father. You can isolate unprofitable tendencies in your thinking and your dealings with those around you. Do not take for granted that others do not see on your face exactly what you think of them. Let them see love, honor, and respect etched upon your expression, that they may know when they see you that here is a person of different stripe. Be that solution to the pollution, says God. Be more willing to hear than to be heard. Exercise self-control and hold back those negative qualities in yourself that others so belligerently loud in their own flawed characters. I have called you to have character and not be a character. So lose the addiction of being the center of attention, and from the posture of humility, I will promote and bless you according to your highest heart's desire, says God. Amen. So this word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right. Okay.
Amen.
So, hey, Beanie, you want to say a prayer to take us out?
All right. Lord God, we come to you. We thank you for gathering up the believers here on Blog Talk, on the radio, on God's Rainbow Ministry. I ask that you bless Pastor Ken, that you give him more insight, more knowledge, more everything about you, Lord. That you bless Mr. Tony F. And you bless everybody that's listening to the show right now, that everybody will be in unison and praise you in your name, Lord. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Beanie. Okay.
All right.
Well, listen, guys.
Thank you.
It's been great having you here, Cobra Jeff, Internet Friend, okay, Cause of Mad Mark, Mr. Sparkles, the Tone Zone, okay. Okay, God bless you all. May you all have a great evening. Okay, may you be blessed. Okay, and don't forget, tomorrow we'll have another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. I hope to see you all then. So God bless. Have a great night.
God bless everybody. Peace out.
Out.
Peace in the Middle East with no chicken grease.
Huh?